This is Morning Edition on 89.3 Huntsville, and this is The Blast. I'm Brett Tannehill.
And I'm Stephanie Walker.
I'm Jessica Carlton. In this week's show, we'll tell you about Veterans Day events happening this weekend, as well as some other interesting activities.
We'll also catch up with what's happening on the Huntsville music scene.
And you'll have a chance to win a $100 gift certificate to Across the Pond on North Memorial Parkway. Here's what's happening this weekend. Tonight, the Huntsville Chamber Music Guild plans to push the boundaries of chamber music with a performance by the Ying Quartet. The concert is tonight at 7:30 at Trinity United Methodist Church, and you can also enjoy an hour of personal interaction with the Ying Quartet. They'll be answering questions and sharing their experiences beginning at 4 o'clock today, and young musicians who attend the educational hour can get tickets to tonight's performance.
Well, the U.S. Space and Rocket Center is honoring National Aviation Day in a big way. This Saturday, November 9th, explore Aviation Challenge at the center at no charge. Experience tours of historic military aircraft, the Aviation Challenge camp facility, and meet renowned military pilots to hear them discuss their exciting flying experiences.
We have two Veterans Day parades in the spotlight this week. First, on Saturday, the Athens High School Veterans Day Assembly will be held at 9:30 in the morning in the South Gymnasium. All local veterans, their families, and the public are invited. Then floats and entries will line up at the high school for the Athens Veterans Day Parade, beginning at 11 o'clock on Hobbs Street. It goes around the square and south on Jefferson Street to Hometown Grocery. Then Monday at 11 o'clock in the morning, the Huntsville Veterans Day Parade rolls through the downtown area. Arrive early to avoid the traffic and find a great spot to watch.
After the parade at 1:30 at the Huntsville Depot Museum, you can attend the unveiling of the Patriots Mosaic, an exhibit that includes nearly 1,300 images of veterans that create a 15-foot by 15-foot patriotic photo mosaic. The public is invited to attend.
You can head to downtown Huntsville this weekend to see Downtown Huntsville Inc.'s pop-up parks. 12 companies have taken over spaces throughout historic Courthouse Square and have decorated them in unique ways that you won't want to miss. Running through Saturday, November 9th, there is no charge to view these neat pop-up parks.
On Sunday at Burritt Museum, you can enjoy animal encounters. Tommy Howell will bring his Beauties from the Sky this Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m. in the Trillium Room at Burritt. Families and kids would love to see the variety of these gorgeous birds and get an up-close look. Admission is charged. More information at burrittonthemountain.com.
And also on Sunday, the First Baptist Church in downtown Huntsville will host a Veterans Day weekend concert that begins at 5 p.m. The performance features a 50-piece ensemble, including the FBC Big Band and a chorus of musicians from across the state called the Alabama Singing Women. This concert is open to the public.
With our weekly music scene spotlight, it's the Invisible City's Brad Posey.
Local shows. Friday night at Low Mill, Unknown Lyric. Saturday night at Low Mill, St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Friday night at Harper's Bar and Grill, Fire and Whiskey Medicine Show featuring Lou Guru, Postwar, and the Whiskey River Kings. And Saturday night at Coppertop, Odo Binga, Ugly Houses, and Absinthe Junk.
This is The Blast on 89.3 Huntsville for the weekend of November the 8th.
This week's contest gives you a chance to win a $100 gift certificate to Across the Pond. We'll choose two winners tonight at 7 p.m. You can enter on WLRH's Facebook page or at the station's website at WLRH.org, where you can also find a listing of this week's events.
Have a great Veterans Day weekend, Huntsville.
For Stephanie Walker of Rocket City Mom and Jessica Carlton with the Huntsville-Madison County Convention and Visitors Bureau, I'm Brett Tannehill, and this is The Blast.